It was a good performance by the lads. I thought in the first half, it was only us, you know, and we put them under pressure. We just couldn't quite find that final ball. But we had a lot of the play. The second half, of course, you know, when we scored the goal, which was, what, 70-odd minutes or something, you know that an opposition are going to throw things at you, and then you've got to be ready to defend for your lives, defend for the match. And I thought we made three or four unbelievable tackles right at the end. Credit to them, they're up there because they can do that when they're under pressure. Lucas made a great save as well. So I thought as a team, we as you said, we deserved it, not just because we defended well in the last 5 minutes, but because for most of the game, I thought we had more of a play. Yeah, and we had a lot of chances that were unlucky. It was just an inch or two that we didn't get in. They defend quite well. They defend with numbers at the back. And I thought we played with some good quality, some good passes, kept the ball a lot better than we have done previously, recently. Anyway, it's a real important win for us. Very, very important win for us, and gives us an opportunity now to try and get a second win against Chorley. It's not going to be easy, but I'm really pleased we haven't let a goal in today, and I'm pleased we scored the one goal, and we need to try and get a run together quickly, and that's the start of hopefully a run, but we don't know. I don't know what's happening here, mate. You've got chips in the pump.
Come on. All of the Seagulls wanted to hear in on you. But I think there have been a few things this season where there have been games where you've played well but maybe not converted, or you've scored and let in a goal that you shouldn't have today. Yeah. Everything went right on those fronts. You must be delighted.
Yeah, I agree. I was delighted. I was delighted because we have three on, so all 14 players, tried to perform and were part of the win. And so there's good camaraderie in there at the moment because they knew that they've had a big 3 weeks, and all our 3 weeks' work was geared around the next three or four games, and this was the first one in a group of games that we needed to win.
Speaking of substitutes, you had to make one early in the first half because of an injury to Armani Little, but Jack Andrews came on and won and continued what you were trying. The three in midfield were key to the game, weren't they, keeping the ball? Yeah, first of all, is Armani okay? And secondly, how did that affect the game for you?
Well, we don't know yet. I mean, to be fair, you know, he felt it a couple of weeks ago in training, and he was touch and go whether he played if we went to Wrexham or whatever. But he felt good and he's had a real good week. He's been sprinting, he's been chasing. I think it's when he gets his leg in a sort of an awkward position that he suddenly feels it, and at that point he don't want to put himself out for the rest of the season, so you know he let us know that he couldn't carry on, so hopefully it's what he had a couple of weeks ago, and he'll handle it, but I'll let everybody know as soon as I know. But him, Connor and Acer were doing great, and then all of a sudden Connor, Acer and Jake were also doing great, and I thought Jake come on and showed a great bit of quality on a couple of occasions, obviously the cross or the free kick for the goal. Please for Eddie, because it's always nice to get off the mark with your new club. I thought you worked hard. And obviously our back five, I was pleased with you as well as our goal. I've been for everyone.
I want to add one more if I can, because first of all, it was really, really nice to see Ben Winter back again after a long break. But even in the short time he was on, he was still effective. He still had something to do.
Of course, not much. Yeah. He's had to make a winning tackle for his first game now for 2 months or something. But that's Ben, isn't it? Whatever happens, he's going to put his body on the line, and that's what he did. And I think we made the substitution just at the right time. I think probably Ben Whitfield would have made that tackle as well, hopefully at that time. But I'm pleased for our fans. I'm pleased for the club, because although we're not flying up that league, we've given ourselves an opportunity with the next game coming up, and then the next game, and then the next game, and then we'll see where we are.
One more person to congratulate, that's you, Gary. Well done.
I appreciate it. Not just me and the staff, because we worked very hard in the last 3 weeks. We've worked very hard in making sure that the sessions are the right sessions. We've worked them hard. They've hated us for 2 weeks and only loved us for probably the last 10 minutes. But it got them to the point where they were fit today. So even though the opposition had a couple of chances, if we're not fit, you don't get in the way of those shots and things. So these 3 weeks, the staff has put in a hell of a work rate, the goalie coach, kit man, me and Downsy, of course, and Pete out and about, think we try to pressure them by saying, you know, Pete's out and about, and we'll be bringing a couple of players in if this ain't going to be the team that gives it a go, you know. So the whole staff has done that, so congratulations to it. And our physio, because it looks like we've got the worst physio in the world to some people, but actually he's the best, you know what I mean, because the work he's had to do and his the interns that are working with him, they're working hard as well. So and the groundsman. Anyone else?
No, good job all round. Well,
and anyone else who knows me. All right.
Anyone else?
Thank you.